Rabbit, Rabbit.
Rabbit, Rabbit.
Yeah, we both chimed in on that one at almost the same time. It's the beginning of a new month here. Hard to believe that September is here, Freddie. Good morning.
Good morning. Happy September, man.
Yeah, I can't believe that August is gone. This is really crazy. And not only that, but we get a chance to start off September with a rock and roll trivia question. So
that would be correct.
I'm ready for that.
That would be correct, yeah. You ready?
Yeah, I am always ready for a Rock and Roll Tuesday.
All right. We're going to do hits from 1984.
Okay.
And when Ron drops the needle from that year, we want you to give us a call at 919-929-WCHL and name the tune, name the group, and you're going to win $10 to go to Cruisers.
That's right. You know what they always say, let's go. A hint, once again, this song is from 1984. You tell us the name of the song and the artist. 919-929-WCHL is your number to call right now. Music for you. Thank you, Freddie. I like that tune.
It is. It was a good tune. I remember the first time I ever heard it, I was at a Durham Bulls baseball game and just walking back to my car in the parking lot, back to the old Bulls stadium. And this song got me. It was a good tune.
I'll tell you what, I used to like that old ballpark because it like harkened back to a day that's long past. I mean, like old-fashioned ballparks, kind of like the very first ones I ever went to.
Oh, yeah. I mean, somebody else recognized that, too, and they had a little thing called Bull Durham. But this song, Magic, peaked at number 12, stayed on the Billboard charts for 17 weeks. And amazingly, it was one of four singles that the Cars released in 1984 alone.
Wow.
They did You Might Think, which peaked at number 7, Magic. Then they did Drive, which was Benjamin Orr's lead, which peaked at number 3. And then they did Hello Again, which got as high as number 20. Busy, busy year for the Cars.
Well, it's not quite Beatles rapid succession like they used to do, but that's pretty amazing, putting out four singles in one year.
Oh, yeah. Rick Ocasek and those guys were very, very talented. And you know, the way the companies were, crank them out, which put a lot of pressure on the songwriter and everybody in the band to keep up with what the capitalists wanted them to do.
Yeah, it's all about the money, man. All about the money. Hey, listen, thanks a bunch, buddy. That's a good tune, and I will talk to you tomorrow morning.
All right. Thanks, Ron.